London, which I'm proud to call my home, is an incredible city. It's impossible to see all it has to offer. I'm definitely not telling you to skip the highlights of London, but if you want to experience the local side of this beautiful city, then my list will give you plenty of ideas for more unusual places to see in London. Without further ado, these are some of the best hidden gems. Sleepy Little Venice is a series of tree-lined canals that many tourists miss during their London trip. Spanning from Hyde Park to Warwick Avenue, is near enough to the city centre that you can squeeze it in between other attractions. What makes Little Venice unique is that it's completely unlike anywhere else in the city. Colourful canal boats roam the waterways, and many serve as tea rooms and cafes. Afternoon tea or brunch on a London canal boat? Does it get more memorable than that? The popular cafe boats are located near Paddington, while Camden is a great place to wander the locks and board a water bus boat trip. If you love walking around aimlessly looking for colourful streets, pretty corners, secret bookstores and quiet tea shops, then you will love discovering London. One of the best secret finds in London is a small alley called Neil's Yard. It opens into a courtyard defined by colourful facades, housing, health food shops and cafes, just a few minutes' walk from the Covent Garden train station. Just walk up Neil Street to Short Gardens and turn left. You will enter an area that seems completely separated from the busy atmosphere of London. Neil's Yard is also a great place to buy organic soaps and beauty products, organic cheese, as well as homecoming gifts for friends and family from the various shops. Cool, crazy, incredible, extravagant, fascinating. There are no words to fully describe one of the most unusual places in London, Sir John Soane's Museum. What a museum! Sir John Soane was an architect and art collector born in 1753, who used his own house in order to test all kinds of architectural ideas. After his death in 1837, his house became a museum and now houses over 45,000 exhibits, all collected by its extravagant owner. From the moment you enter the house of Sir John Soane, you'll be awestruck by this labyrinth of corridors and rooms. Even the ceilings are covered with sculptures, paintings, and other decorative objects. One of my favourite places in London that not many people know about is most definitely the Churchill Arms. Located in the Notting Hill area of the city, Churchill Arms is a pub with a beautiful array of floral decorations. Spring is one of the best times to visit, as you can see the flowers in full bloom, although the pub is incredibly beautiful at any time of year. In fact, at Christmas, the festive spirit is in full swing, with Christmas trees and lights having their moment to shine. The Churchill Arms is probably one of the most photographed pubs in London, and when you see it for yourself, it is easy to understand why. Originally, there were only a few hanging baskets, and it has since blossomed into a lot more. London has no shortage of markets to visit, but I'd argue that Leadenhall Market is one of the most beautiful. It is a covered market with an ornate roof that features glass windows and curved beams. The building dates from the 19th century, and there has been a market on this location since the 14th century, making it one of the oldest markets in London. Leadenhall Market is found on Gracechurch Street, accessible via one of the narrow pedestrian alleyways. Film buffs might recognise Leadenhall Market as one of the Harry Potter filming locations in London. The market was the location for one of the entrances to Diagon Alley. Let us now leave the city centre for Greenwich. As you walk along the Greenwich riverside, you may notice a small red brick circular building with a glass dome. This little, easy-to-miss building is the entrance to one of the most astounding feats of Victorian engineering, the Greenwich Foot Tunnel. It is a pedestrian tunnel built under the Thames River to connect Greenwich with Island Gardens on the Isle of Dogs. Greenwich Foot Tunnel was opened in 1902, and its purpose was to provide access to the docks on the north of the river for dock workers that lived in the south of the river. It has been recently refurbished, and it is now a pedestrian highway and free for everyone to walk through. One of my favourite pubs to take visitors in London is the Dickens Inn. Not only is it a beautiful building, but it also has a long and intriguing history intertwined with East London heritage. This 18th century three-storey former warehouse was thought to have housed tea or be owned by a brewery. It's worth noting, however, that novelist Charles Dickens himself had nothing to do with this pub. It was his great-grandson, Cedric Charles Dickens, who formally opened the pub in 1976, apparently declaring, "My great-grandfather would have loved this inn." The best bit is that it is only 5 minutes' walk away from both Tower Bridge and the Tower of London, making it a great spot for a drink or something to eat. Children are allowed into the pub during the daytime as well. If you are looking for another beautiful hidden gem in London, then head to Kyoto Garden, easily accessible from central London. Kyoto Garden is located around Holland House, which used to be an old castle which many famous families have lived in. It was originally built in 1605, but was destroyed in the Second World War. Kyoto Garden was officially opened in 1991 to mark the friendship between Japan and the United Kingdom. The gardens have been beautifully landscaped and designed to reflect how Japanese gardens typically look. You will find stone carvings in Japanese style, peacocks and herons roaming around, numerous varieties of flowers and trees, waterfalls, and even the beautiful koi carp fish. The gardens can be visited in any season. I hope you enjoyed my personal recommendations. Even if you visit just one or two of the hidden gems, it will make your trip so much more special.